And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up later this hour at 6:50, I'll be giving you my, we'll have our weekend movie preview. I'll give you my thoughts on the movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And, you know, is it, and whether I think it's worth seeing in the theater. So we'll cover that coming up here in, 40 minutes, a little less than that now. There is, let's hit the top three stories here real quick. So the United States has intercepted Russia warplanes off the coast of Alaska for the second time now in a week. And so don't know what's going on there. And then five former Memphis police officers who have been charged with the Tyree Nichols murder, they have all pled not guilty. That just came out here. And then Tesla is going to recall the Tesla's going to recall 362,000 vehicles pertaining to their self-driving, the full self-driving service system. So they're saying they got some tweaks they got to fix on that. Yesterday we mentioned that the that Sarah Palin had weighed in on Governor DeSantis, that he should just remain governor, don't try to run. And we mentioned how she's been a Trump supporter in the past, so not a huge surprise to see this reaction from her. But now today, one that did actually surprise me a little bit is that we had Carrie Lake, the Republican who ran for governor in Arizona, who's very outspoken. She's a very outspoken person, and she's. And many people think she reminds people of Governor DeSantis. Well, now she's come out and said that she thinks that DeSantis, well, basically she's saying that DeSantis is done. There's a video going online of George Soros where he was assessing Republican candidates for 2024. And he said, Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He's likely to be the Republican candidate. With that, Carrie Lake posted the video of this where he's just assessing things. You know, he's just assessing these candidates. And but then he says the kiss. She posts the kiss of death. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis endorsed by George Soros. Now, as I just shared with you just now, it's not really an endorsement type thing. That's not really what happened, right? But he was really just assessing. But you know how people are. People are, the way people are is that they will, they'll just read what she said here. And they'll just go, oh, all right, George Soros, who is a huge progressive donor, they're going to go, oh, George Soros endorsed Ron DeSantis. There's something wrong with him. I'm not supporting that guy. So it's actually quite misleading for her to even post something like that. But I guess maybe if she's wanting to get into the presidential race, you know, better just get him out of the way first. I don't know. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton and Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. Downtown Pensacola, you will see some road closures due to the parade that's going to start at 7:30, so just keep that in mind. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and a bar, check in and clear. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. 1620. So there is where is it? Okay, yeah. So Mitt Romney weighing in on the 2024, saying, quote, "I think President Trump is by far the most likely to become our nominee. If there's an alternative to that, it would be only realistic if it narrows down to a two-person race at some point," end quote. And yeah, but I kind of disagree with that. I think if the more people in the race, the more that doesn't benefit Trump. I think the more people in the race that would actually benefit a more moderate candidate like Mike Pence, or even he himself, Mitt Romney, if he threw his name in the hat. Mike Pompeo would probably benefit, somebody like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Come next, top trending news. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Bobby, it sounds like a lot of people are scared of Ron DeSantis. Well, all right, so take it from a perspective of somebody who's a big Trump supporter. Somebody who's a big Trump supporter and would like to see Trump get one more term, DeSantis is a threat. He's a threat to, one, either he could beat, I mean, there's still some polls out there shows that he's already got, you know, a leg up over Trump, that he could beat him. But two, there's some people who are concerned because who are afraid of Governor DeSantis, because if he got in the race, it might split that conservative vote. For the people who would normally vote for Trump, but since DeSantis is in, they'll go ahead and vote for him. But then that opens up the door for somebody else to get the majority of the votes during the primary process. So it's a twofold reason why they're kind of afraid from Trump is if, I mean, sorry, of DeSantis. If Trump was not going to run, I think it's pretty safe to say that just about everybody who would normally vote for Trump would end up going for DeSantis. So that means that if he gets in the race, then you're going to be pulling votes away from Trump. That's what they're afraid of. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, the air and water is safe near the site of a toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine said testing shows no detection of hazardous contaminants. DeWine also announced a medical clinic will be established next week for residents worried about the potential impacts to their health. The search is over for the remains of a Chinese surveillance balloon shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Navy crews completed their search for the debris today, nearly 2 weeks after the balloon was shot down. U.S. Northern Command announced all remaining pieces are being sent to the FBI's lab in Quantico. Flights resumed at Hobby Airport in Houston after a ground stop lasted several hours today after a small plane slid off the runway at around 11:30. Everybody on board was able to exit safely, but the plane wasn't able to be removed for at least 3 hours. And the XFL is back. The league kicks off its 10-week regular season tomorrow. An agreement with ESPN and Disney to broadcast and stream all 43 games. So we've got both the XFL and the USFL for anybody still needing a football fix. Bobby, I would not be one of them. I'm okay with no spring football.
Okay. So I was going to ask if you were one of them that's looking forward to it. I forgot it was even starting until I was doing
just now my
sports prep.
Yeah.
Well, I've been covering it in the sports hit the last couple of hours. And so when I was doing my prep for the sports hit, I was like, oh, XFL starts tomorrow? I forgot all about the XFL.
At first, I thought it was a typo because, you know, we use, like, the wire service. And at first, I thought it was a typo because, yeah, I mean, I know, you know, the USFL was fairly successful last year, I think. Yeah. But, yeah, I did not know until I just pulled this up. The XFL was back.
Yeah, so during actually last hour, I was reading about it because I was like, okay. So, obviously, they were, you know, 2001 is when they were around. They came back in 2020. And then I guess what happened is between 2020 and now, they sold. Vince McMahon's company that was running it, Vince McMahon over WWE Wrestling, he sold it to Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his production company. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson now is the one in charge of the XFL. And but I guess with the purchase and stuff, they weren't going to be able to get a season underway very cleanly. So they decided to skip last year. And then they went into this
year. Have you seen the 30 for 30? This was the XFL or whatever it was called.
Talking about the old XFL?
Yeah, the original.
The 2001? Yeah. The original one, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so it was crazy. And this one right now, and it seems like with Dwayne The Rock Johnson taking control, it looks like they're trying to become more of a NFL-like
development
type thing, so crazy.
League, yeah.
More like a development league, yeah. So I think right now XFL, which is starting their season now, they'll basically be finishing up in June, which is when the USFL starts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'd be like year-round football, essentially, is what we're going to be having. But XFL and USFL are going to be basically competing to try to be the development league, is what they're wanting to do. And, I mean, as much as, you know, USFL was pretty good, you know, had some success last year, and there was some USFL players who made it to the NFL, the XFL has the better chance, I think, of developing because of the time.
Yeah, the schedule was more friendly with it because it looks like, let's see, USFL, it kicks off April 15th, looks like. So, yeah, not too terribly later, but...
Not too bad, okay.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, teams have, like, the mini camps and everything that's really started in August, you know, so I don't know. Yeah. I mean... I think both leagues can make it work, but you know, I think eventually, I mean, it's going to morph into one league that is the more desirable league for players to go in, you know.
Yep, exactly. That it will be. There's a lot of former NFL players who are coaching this, and Hines Ward is a coach, Rod Woodson is a coach, and you've got some former head coaches like Wade Phillips is a coach, and there was another one I saw too. So they've got some presence there. Just, you know, the NFL rules everything. And when the Super Bowl ends, for many, many people like yourself, you just mentioned it, football's over.
Yeah.
Until, you know, so, and I think that's how it is for most people too. You almost, as much as we miss football, you almost do kind of need a break sometimes though, you know? So I get that too. All right, let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We are starting to see some slight slowdowns in downtown Pensacola due to the parade starting in about an hour. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. If you see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling a house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth at LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, I do want to share about our jobs report. And a little bit of information coming from the Government Accountability Office and the Congressional Budget Office pertaining to our finances. That comes up next. I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So jobs report here for you, unemployment update. We actually dropped the unemployment filings by 9,200 last week. So that's good as we continue to see this drop. Last week it stayed about the same, so that's a positive thing. Here in Florida, we had about 757 less new filings for unemployment compared to a week ago. And continued unemployment, though, did go up nationwide. It went up by 29,000. So that's 29,000 more people on the unemployment rolls than the previous week, which shows that this past week, at least, it wasn't as many people who were able to go get a job. Now, the Government Accountability Office, well, first of all, the Congressional Budget Office warned yesterday that our budget deficit and our debt is increasing faster than what we expected it to. And they warned that because of that, our debt currently is just finished at $24 trillion at the end of last year. And in 10 years, it's going to be almost double that, $46 trillion, if we don't turn things around. So at the same time, Government Accountability Office is calling on Congress to basically set the ship straight, telling Congress you got to do something to put the United States on a path of fiscal stability. Because right now, we are not fiscally stable. That's goal right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Thank you. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there is, coming up here in about 10 minutes, got your weekend movie preview where I'll share with you my thoughts about the movie Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. And so we'll talk about that then. And then, what did I got this here? Oh, we got your sports hit coming up here in a second, but first, top three stories. So we had the second set of Russian warships that's been intercepted happened just this week. It was right off the coast of Alaska once again, and we were able to intercept them. So kind of a strange situation going on right there. The five former Memphis police officers charged with the Tyree Nichols death have all pled not guilty to murder charges. Tesla has recalled 362,000 cars with its full self-driving system, saying that there's some tweaks that they needed to do with those. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
No NBA, as right now we actually have the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game going on today. So as we've begun the NBA All-Star Weekend, and so that's underway. But NCAA men's basketball is underway, and let me get you those scores here. Where'd it go? Okay, Dayton is leading Loyola University College by 5 points with 3 minutes left. That game's on ESPN2. Penn is beating Yale 31-27. That's on ESPN+. Coming up on CBS Sports Network at 9:30, University of New Mexico plays San Jose State University. And on, let's see here, NHL hockey is underway. Tie game right now between Pittsburgh and the Islanders, one apiece. Still 3.5 minutes left in the first period on that one. 9.5 minutes left in the first period between Chicago and Ottawa, and Chicago already leads 1-0. Coming up at 8 o'clock on ESPN, it's LA against Anaheim. In NCAA women's basketball, Princeton is beating Brown 33-19 right now. Earlier today, number 21 Colorado beat Arizona State 70-62. Coming up from the Pac-12 network, got a couple of games. Number 4 Utah plays number 18 Arizona, and number 25 USC plays number 3 Stanford. The Genesis Invitational is also underway right now, and at the top of the leaderboard is Max Homa at 10 under par Tiger Woods ended up shooting one over par, and earlier it showed that he was going to miss the cut. Now it looks like he might just squeeze in on it as more players started dropping at two over par. So we have to see how this finishes up. But right now it's looking like he might be able to make the cut, just squeeze in after the second round. Then tomorrow is the XFL's kickoff. We were just talking about this just a little bit ago. And so with that, there's, well, first of all, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his production company purchased this. So he's in charge of it now. They did make some changes with teams and stuff since the last time they played in 2020. But here's what you got. Las Vegas, Orlando, St. Louis, Seattle, Arlington, Houston, San Antonio, and D.C. So they're playing tomorrow and on Sunday. Tomorrow at 2 o'clock is Las Vegas against Arlington on ABC Network. And then at 7:30 on ESPN and FX is Orlando against Houston. Sunday at 2 o'clock on ABC will be San Antonio against St. Louis. And then at 7 o'clock on ESPN will be Seattle against D.C. So there you go. That's the XFL getting underway. And I was mentioning this before. You've got former players like A.J. McCarron, the quarterback at the University of Alabama, who is playing for these teams. You've got former players like Rod Woodson, who's a head coach. You got another former player, Hines Ward, who's a former head coach. Both of them former Steelers, and they're coaching now. You got Wade Phillips, a former head coach for the Dallas Cowboys. He's coaching one of the teams, so they've got some NFL presence there with the organization. In sports news, it's official: Washington Commanders have hired Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy to be their offensive coordinator. Free agent Derek Carr is going to visit the Jets this weekend. He's now a free agent, and he's trying to see which team he's going to be with. So this will be the second team that he'll be visiting with on his little tour that he's doing. Now, apparently he talked to the New Orleans Saints in the past. Don't know if he's actually planning on visiting with them or not. Then Padres star in baseball, Manny Machado, says that he plans to opt out of his deal after the season. And NBA legend Paul Pierce has to pay $1.4 million fine to resolve an SEC issue over Ethereum Max cryptocurrency. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the Fives of Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns. Nothing to slow you down on Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, as well as Highway 90 throughout Pensacola. Downtown Pensacola expects some roads closed due to the Mardi Gras parade that is about to kick off. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, so there is, as we finished Valentine's Day, hold on a second. Valentine's Day. There we go. Just don't touch the mic. Don't touch it. As we finish Valentine's Day, now we're moving into, I would think we'd move into St. Patrick's Day, but instead I'm seeing all the decorations and all the stuff for Easter. We're jumping all the way to April already. And Pepsi announced that they're going ahead and launching their limited edition Peeps marshmallows. That's right. Pepsi flavored Peeps. So I actually saw some at the store the other day. They had these and they had Dr. Pepper. And my daughter was with me and she was like, let's try the doctor. She loves Dr. Pepper. So I was like, all right, well, we'll try that one. So I got that one. And so it's Dr. Pepper sugar covering the marshmallow. And I was like, okay, it tastes just like Dr. Pepper. I mean, if you like Dr. Pepper, you'll really like the Dr. Pepper Peeps. It's a lot of sugar. Very, very sweet. But I have to say, it did taste like Dr. Pepper. So I thought that was pretty amazing. I saw this. McDonald's is coming out with plant-based chicken nuggets on, but they're only doing it in Germany. So plant-based chicken nuggets, but they're only doing it in Germany. And it depending on how it goes there, they could indeed expand it to other parts of the, you know, around the rest of the world. So the plant-based option thing is starting to, you know, is starting to increase in popularity more and more. Chick-fil-A. That's right. Chick-fil-A getting on board with this, kind of. Instead of doing a plant-based option that tastes like chicken or has a texture of chicken, but it's not chicken, they decided, hey, we're going to go plant-based. We're going to make it plant-based. It's basically their breading for their fried chicken, but it's on cauliflower. And so they're doing a cauliflower chicken sandwich or a cauliflower, you know, plant-based sandwich. Looking at the picture, it looks just like the Chick-fil-A, like the chicken sandwich. But obviously it's cauliflower inside of the breading. They're only doing this right now as a test market in Denver, Colorado, Charleston, South Carolina, and Greensboro, North Carolina. And it looks good to me. Now, Gracie, you're saying you have some friends who, or you got people on TikTok.
Saw it on TikTok, people giving like a review of it, trying it. They said it was good. They said that for the most part, it's kind of just tastes like the breading is like overpowering the like actual cauliflower, which I'm like, okay, that's what makes cauliflower taste good. But I think it's if people like it, it'll go to all the Chick-fil-A. So I haven't seen a bad review. I think it probably, okay. I don't think I would get it every time, but I don't think I would hate it. No, I think it'd be good.
I think it'd be worth trying. Yeah, sounds good. All right, I like it. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Let's go ahead and get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse is... there's an, you know how they always say, well, there's an app for that. Well, there's an app for that. Apparently, there is, there's a new app that's being developed by University of Cincinnati. That this app will, actually measure, like it works with the wearable devices, like Apple Watches type thing. And it can measure your heart rate, your breathing rate, and even how much you're sweating. Now, what's the point of this thing? Well, it's to let you know how well your first date is going, or any date is going. That's right. It's an app that you download it. It can tell you how well your date is going based on monitoring your heart rate, your breathing, your sweating, and things like that. It can also tell, I guess, based on this medical assessment, whether you're faking enjoying the conversation or if you're actually engaged in the conversation. And apparently can give you quirks. It can give you feedback on your own quirks. It can tell you if the other person thinks you're boring. I'm like, really? Okay. I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, that just seems weird to me because there's it like now you can't just like, so how did the date go? Like, I don't know. My app went down. I don't tell you. I guess I'll have to go on another date just so I can figure out if it went good this time, make sure my app works. Like what?
Also, I feel like if I was nervous on a first date and my Apple Watch is going like, bing, like you're doing bad or you're sweating profusely, calm down.
That's funny.
Like, I don't think that would help me out.
Yeah, that would make it even worse. And then, or the dings or something like that. And you look down and it's like, this is not going well. And you're like, I thought it was going well. What am I missing?
You thought you said a good joke, but they said that the other person wasn't liking that one.
Yeah. And you're like, I thought this was all going good. Now my watch is telling me it's not going good. Oh, well. Oh, boy. Well, that's the world we live in now. There's an app for that. All right, coming up here next, we'll get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, I'll share with you my thoughts about Quantumania next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, five former Memphis police officers entered not guilty pleas today in the murder of Tyree Nichols. All five fired, of course, after the Nichols' fatal beating during a traffic stop last month. Four U.S. troops were wounded in a helicopter raid that killed an ISIS leader today in Syria. Central Command says three of the soldiers are being treated in a U.S. medical facility in Iraq, while one has been released already. The air and water in East Palestine, Ohio, is being called safe, according to Governor Mike DeWine, after the testing was completed by the EPA. And the search now over for the remains of a Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down off the coast of South Carolina. Navy crews completed their search for the debris today.
Very nice. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday, so let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right. Big one, of course, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So the synopsis here is Ant-Man and the Wasp's family, so Scott Lang and his daughter Cassie, Hope Van Dyne, who's the Wasp, and her parents, Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne, all get pulled into the quantum realm, and they discover a new world in the quantum realm, and they discover things that Janet never told them about the quantum realm that might keep them from being able to leave. So it's very, I thought it was very, very good. I know that's the big question people have is like, is this worth it? Or is this kind of like some of the more recent ones where it's like, what is happening here? No, I think it was more along the lines of the previous Ant-Man movies. And I think if you like those, you're going to enjoy this one still. And one little thing, though. So this does deal with the multiverse a little bit, which is you're starting to see this theme with Doctor Strange in the multiverse and the Spider-Man in the multiverse and all this stuff. And so you're starting to get, it gets a little bit tricky in thinking about these multiple universes and everything like that. And one thing I realized about quarter of the way in, I was like, I recognize this guy in here who's called the Conqueror. And then all of a sudden it hit me. Oh yes. The last episode of the Loki series. And so I came home after the movie was over and I pulled it up on Disney Plus and watched the last episode again. And so I would recommend before you go to see Ant-Man and the Wasp, if you've seen the Loki series, watch the last episode again before you go see this one. If you've not seen the Loki series, you don't need it. I mean, if you want to try to binge watch it before you go watch Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, fine, go. Yeah, it's worth it. I think the series was really good. But it's not, you don't need to like watch it in order to see it. But if you've seen it, I'm just saying if you've seen it, it'll be a good reminder for you as you go in to watch Quantumania. So it's very good. The other thing I forgot to mention earlier is I did not watch it in 3D, and I wish I did. It was definitely made in a way that 3D would have been amazing. So if I had to see it again, or if I'm going to see it again, like maybe I'll take my daughter or something, I'll probably watch it in 3D. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic on the fives?
Roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98 and 90 throughout our area. If you are heading to downtown Pensacola, there are going to be some roads closed off due to the Mardi Gras parade tonight. If you see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola and located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Other movie that's out is actually on Apple TV Plus. It's called Sharper. It stars Julian Moore and Sebastian Stan. It's rated R. It's about a con artist who's taking on Manhattan billionaires. And apparently has a lot of twists and turns in the movie called Sharper, but it's one a lot of people have been looking forward to. DVD digital download is Strange World, which, as I've mentioned before, it's kind of like the code of force of all LGBTQ stuff all wrapped up in one. If they could make a movie that was just had all of their idealism in it, Strange World is it. Amazon Prime has Carnival Row Season 2 just came out today as well. I saw this story for the first time ever. At some point here in 2023, more people will be streaming content on a daily basis than watching traditional TV. It's the first time ever. Wow. Linear TV is still going to average around 3 hours a day, but digital viewing will be 3 hours and 11 minutes. And the most of it still on Netflix and YouTube. However, TikTok is steadily getting more and more digital viewing happening on there. It's climbing very sharply. One analyst says the lines between social and entertainment have blurred. TikTok is now coming for the bigger screen video players, meaning people will spend more time watching TikTok than watching a show on Netflix or YouTube. Wow. That's, and the, you know, TikTok's just a bunch of little short things. And so, but apparently people will spend hours watching TikTok instead of hours binge watching a show.
Sometimes I turn on a show and then I'm scrolling through TikTok during the show.
Okay.
It's awful.
I see that with my, I see that around people with me too. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, I'm on TikTok. I'm like, you're not watching the show. And they're doing both. So, okay, there you go. All right. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for joining me. Talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye.